Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Talking about your relationship with sports gambling and, of course, your reaction to that bombshell story that Chauncey Billups arrested in connection with alleged sports gambling.
Is this the first coach that's gotten into something since this has all been going on?
Yes.
The one that, yeah, it's the only one I could think of.
And it's all problematic. Look, whether it's Porter or Rozier, individual players, their props, the manipulation. But the coach is so much worse. The coach has access to the starting lineup, who's in, who's out, how many minutes they play, set plays you want to run for guys, looks you want to generate, all of it. They are a puppeteer. And if they're slanting and shifting the results of the game, you call the integrity of the game into question. And that is the biggest issue. More than any sponsorship arrangement or dollar you're getting, the games people watch, they have to have faith that what they're watching is true competition. Stuff like this damages the league. And I don't know how they handle it. Like, John, I think it's been floated out there. You just eliminate player props.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it could curb this. I think the other thing you got to do is zero tolerance, man. There's not a... Well, I was trying to make a quick buck. You are never allowed to be part of this ever again.
No, I agree. Yeah, it needs to be, you're done now. And there's no chance of recovery. The issue is, first of all, like we've seen it with Malik Beasley.
Yep.
And I mean, here's the other thing too is, these are all handled differently. I don't know all of the details of Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and Shohei Ohtani, but did that one not feel like within about the span of 48, 72 hours, like, all right, hey, you're done. It's we know everything that's going on and here's the results. And within a couple of months, the interpreter was sentenced and the Major League Baseball season goes on. That's a superstar. And then you think about how long Malik Beasley has been going through this. And you think about all the other ones. They seem to drag out and we never really hear what the final verdict is or what happened.
248-539-9797. We'll get the phones in the mix on this. But again, Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling, sources tell ESPN. Let's get to Greg in Royal Oak.
Hey guys, zero tolerance is the absolute only way this is ever going to go away. I think if you're a college player signing an NIL deal or any kind of professional athlete, they have to be, once they sign on the dotted line, they have to know one and done. They almost need to drop a blanket on them and their immediate family. Any bets placed on the team, on any kind of prop involving your team is a violation of that. Anybody doing this, they're either in the hole financially or they have a gambling addiction. And the real thing, though, guys, the real problem is I don't think you can ever curtail it because you can't eliminate greed from the human psyche. I don't know how you do it.
The truth is, all you could do is curb it. Like, this stuff was happening before it was legal.
Right. Yeah, and you know, obviously, everybody knows about Tim Donaghy. Yeah. That was back in 2007. And that was an official.
What about P. Rose back in the day? I mean, he started doing that when he was, you know, managing the Reds, supposedly. Yep. So right. I don't know if you can ever do anything about it.
You can go even further
money
back.
Wasn't the more money?
Yeah,
the 1919 Chicago Black Sox. I mean, we're going over 100 years. I mean, it's you've had it in college hoops in the past. They did a 30 for 30 on it, and that's before you had brought to you by insert sports book here.
Yeah,
it's clearly more prevalent and more in your face, and maybe more tempting.
How is this affecting? I'm curious to our listeners. How is this affecting how you view games or how you view sports, especially professional sports? And I'll even throw collegiate sports in there as well, because
they've been involved.
Yeah. I mean, you know, college football games, college basketball games are maybe not watched as much as the NFL or the NBA, but they're a big business. Are you now viewing this as can't trust the outcome of games? Is it how much is it affecting you as a fan and your fandom?
Well, I believe this was going on before sports gambling was legal. I don't know if it could have really been done in the prop bet market. I don't know if bookies took that kind of stuff or not.
Yeah.
There's probably some that did, but it's way more out there now. But
yeah, but now it's all on your it's on your phone.
Right.
So it's easier to access, and you can actually make that next basket score prop bet. Whereas before, I mean, you had to be sitting next to your bookie watching the game together.
But my opinion on this is we only know about the ones that get caught.
Right.
This is happening, guys. And I would equate it to somebody that drinks and drives. You know about the time they got caught. You think that's the only time they did it?
Right. Some ticket text coming in. The integrity of the NBA was lost years ago. I haven't watched in over 10 years. Guys, Alabama's baseball coach was fired for gambling involvement. It's happened with coaches. Billups was related to illegal poker ties to the mafia, has not been connected to basketball. Another one says, did you not read or hear anything? It's poker tied to the mafia, not sports gambling.
Okay, well, what we did say was this was breaking and we're trying to figure it out because they've been, at least in a bunch of news articles, tied together.
Yeah, they link, like a lot of the headlines include Chauncey with Rozier.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know, people put the connection that this is... Look, I guess to be
so
very
clear, okay?
we don't know. Well, first of all, it's not okay, but it's a separate conversation then. Is he manipulating NBA games or not? I suppose that's a fair distinction to make. But I think one of the first things we speculated, and that's all this has been is speculation, is, okay, well, if he owed money to the mafia, how's he going to get him the money? How's he going to make it good to him? How's he going to do right by him? Is he in a position where he could influence the results of NBA games?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's an investigation. We clearly don't have the final findings, but it's disturbing. And it's where everybody's mind goes to when you hear NBA coach and illicit activity involving gambling.
And we will get more information because at 10 o'clock they've scheduled a press conference. So they obviously have enough to come forward and say, here is what we know, here are the charges, and they'll formalize a lot of things in that press conference at 10 a.m.
Yeah, usually when they do it this way, like I said earlier, they have the goods.
And yeah.
Nobody heard about this until they pretty much put it out there right before so that people could actually be at the press conference.
How about this text? You have a whole show planned, and then a Hall of Famer gets arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the phones. Dante, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
First thing I wanted to say is when you guys dropped that news, I'm running around in my work truck. My mouth literally dropped when I heard Chauncey's name. After hearing you guys read those texts, my first hope is that this doesn't have anything to do with prop bets or anything like that, because my biggest concern was that this sounds like a separate situation from the Rozier situation, which was a separate situation from the Jontay Porter thing, and it just makes you think, how deep does this run? How many guys are in on this? And you guys made a good point earlier from a coach's standpoint. Just how many things are able to be manipulated in a game from the viewpoint of a coach? And considering the types of props that are out there, you got live bets. You can literally bet on the next basket scored. It's just it makes you really nervous about what this could mean for the league in terms of manipulating the gambling markets. And last thing I wanted to say is if this does have something to do with prop bets and manipulations of the market, it really pains me to say it, but they have to kind of drop the hammer on Chauncey. They have to make sure that this is a zero tolerance thing. So, I'm really disappointed. Really crazy to hear his name drop like that. I wasn't expecting that this morning. So
no. Enjoy
the show. You guys take care.
Hey, thanks for calling in and giving us your two cents on it. We weren't expecting anything like this either.
No. And again, we have next to no details.
Right.
All we know is that they've released the fact that Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billup have been arrested, and we will get more information at the press conference at 10 a.m.
Yeah, we have a couple tweets, a couple stories that have just come up, and a couple tickers updating on TVs around us. It's a very much breaking news story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ticketex wants to know, is his new nickname Mr. Big Bet? Andrew and Pinckney. Steve in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have an 8-year-old daughter who loves the Red Wings. We sit down to watch every game and tune into the FanDuel Network and have to just listen to 2 hours of, place your bet now. Get your bet in. You're going to bet on the game? And she's asking me now, hey, Dad, can we bet on the game? My friend's dads are betting. When are we going to bet, Dad? What you have now is an entire generation that is being raised on the idea that you cannot watch sports without betting. And I think it's disgusting that our teams are submitting to this and that we have to be exposed to it when we just want to watch a game. I think it's ridiculous, and I'm totally disgusted by it.
Yeah, Steve, I remember, I don't even know how many times you're watching a game, and in the first quarter, they'll put parlays together, and they'll tell you where to go place that parlay.
And then they'll update that parlay throughout the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The pregame, all betting. The halftime show, all betting. Everything. And these young kids that are being raised to think that this is normal, that this is how, and then they turn 18, and they open their FanDuel account, and here, get a $100 bet. And I'll tell you what, I listen to this network, 97.1, and I hear the ads all the time, too. So I feel like we're speaking out of both sides of our mouth here.
Yeah, look, I'll just speak for myself as a guy who hosts a gambling podcast and likes and does gamble on sports. There is an oversaturation point,
sure,
right? Like, I don't have an issue with them sponsoring a desk or a segment, but you should have to choose to participate in the process, and if it's being shoved down your throat, I totally understand being turned off by that.
Yes, but I also think that there is, you also have to be an adult.
Yeah.
Like you get a chance to make your own choices, and you don't have to bet.
No, you don't. And in fact, it's one of the things that we've stressed on our podcast is we are not a get-rich-quick scheme. You're not going to get your retirement fund from betting single games or some mega parlay that you're never going to hit. We approach it from an entertainment standpoint. To me, it's entertaining. Adds a little juice. I have a little more fun watching games that don't involve my team when I bet on them. But we're very transparent about, do not bet more money than you can afford. Do not put yourself in a bad spot. Bet only enough. But again, that gets into personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
that
guys,
is part of this.
You look at guys like Henry Ruggs and why they do what they did. And Len Bias back in the day. You're throwing it all away. But it's the same thing. Those addictions. It is the same thing. Why would those people make those choices?
No, I agree. I just can't understand them. And I know addiction is real. Like, okay, not breaking news there. I just can't understand making that decision as a professional athlete, being in that position and risking everything that I've worked for.
Yeah.
And the opportunity that I had to make a lot of money playing a game, and then somebody comes to you and says, hey, you can make, I don't know. Like, we just talked about the contract that he said he's going to make, what, $96 million in 4 years? But you're going to throw it all away because...
Why would Pete Rose do what he did?
Well, addiction is the answer.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how much money you make. You can still get addicted to something harmful to you.
I mean, Chauncey Billups is... like, it's more surprising with him, and even if it's just the poker stuff, because you would view him as a... Well, how old is Chauncey? I mean... more mature than a Rozier who can be manipulated, hasn't lived a lot of life, you know. But that's the power of it.
But this is almost, if you want to really make this a broader issue, should you advertise no vices? Like, alcohol's addicting.
Exactly.
I mean, people have struggled. People have died because of alcohol addiction. Should you not have a major beer sponsor on the NFL? Should we not have major beer ads during the broadcasts? Like, we've kind of accepted those and understood that, like, if you need help, you need to seek help. If there's people in your life struggling, help those people. And it does come down to personal responsibility. Like, I don't think the answer is to not have vices in the world, because go to prohibition, go to sports before sports gambling. People could still find ways to do this.
You see a cigarette ad anymore? Keep your reader down. Don't ask them
about it. Don't skip. Okay. So is your answer, do you want to ban advertising for all
because
vices?
Because the addiction was so bad for people smoking. That's why there's been some regulation there. It used to be all over the place when I was a kid.
I think regulation's fine.
My daughter is going to Washington, D.C. She's there right now on a bus, but we flew on a plane. When I went as a kid, you could smoke on a plane back then.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of layers to this. The phones are lighting up. We're going to take some of your thoughts next. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.